Welcome to this week's edition of Building Vibrant Communities, brought to you by Midwest Energy and Communications. MEC's vision is to create vibrant, relevant, and sustainable rural communities to ensure that small town life doesn't mean giving up better living.
This is Kathy Williams, and with me this week is Judge Catherine Sala, and we're going to be talking about children's issues that she is seeing within the court system. So, Catherine, we appreciate you taking time out of your day to come talk to us.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity.
So, give us some ideas of what kind of things are you seeing within the court system?
Well, what I really wanted to talk about today mm-hmm. was the need for foster care placements within our community and how that can really be a benefit for our local communities and schools. So there are many research studies that have been done on how to try to reduce crime rates, right?
Right.
So what is shown over and over again is actually the involvement and support of the community mm-hmm. that reduces crime rates. For example, if you have a park, a local park cleanup, where you know you've had a lot of criminal issues or a lot of drugs being sold, I think one example was you had a group that came together to do a park cleanup.
Right.
Well, if you're trying to peddle drugs, you're not likely to go into a park full of families and children raking leaves, picking up litter, utilizing that park for the purposes that really are beneficial to the community.
Right.
So those natural community outreach projects help reduce the crime rates in those areas.
Right.
It's just sort of like, well, who's available to use that space?
Well, like a take back, you know, they've taken over and now it's our turn to take it back.
Absolutely.
I love that idea. What are the statistics then? How many kids do we have that are looking for fosters?
Well, I can tell you that the number of child abuse and neglect cases, which is where we get the involvement of the foster care system, went up a lot this year, this past year. Normally, we are in the 300s. 364, I believe, was 2018's numbers.
Okay.
And by November 1st, we were over 400 cases of families that were in crisis to the point that Child Protection Services came to juvenile court and said, we need places for these children to stay. What that means for our community is you have families in your local school systems who have children who have these situations in their home lives where they can't be in their homes anymore.
Right.
For a kid to have to go to a foster care home instead of a relative home, which does happen, unfortunately, a lot more often than we'd like to see, usually means that there are no relative, no family resources available for that child. So many of our foster care placements right now are out of county. What that means for that child is not only are they away from their family members, be that good or bad, they're also torn away from their community, their school, their friends, what they've known. So instead of just moving from mom and dad's house to somewhere else in that local community, they are really very much removed. And that is a trauma that is not avoidable, but we can reduce the effects of that trauma if we can rise up as a community and say, okay, let's communicate with our local school districts. Let's talk about taking in some kids who need short-term or in many cases long-term placements so that they can try to stabilize and succeed and recover from a lot of the trauma that they have had as a result of what has been happening in their biological families' lives.
Well, I know we, for homeless students even, we make sure that they stay in their school that they started in because of that exact thing. You know, let's find some stability. And so what does it involve, or, you know, for our listeners, how do they find out about becoming a foster parent or a guardian? Is it a hard process? Are we just not doing it because we don't know how to do it?
You're going to want to contact your local Department of Health and Human Services
okay.
or maybe even the Child Protection Services through DHHS to get some of that information. We have some of that information as well on the second floor of the courthouse. We'd be happy to share and try to connect families that are interested in providing homes to children through the foster care system. We've got a great agency that works right out of Lenawee County called Fostering Solutions that is absolutely dedicated to our community and dedicated to doing foster care right and doing right by our families that are involved with that system. So that would be another great resource that we've got right downtown across the street from El Chaps.
There you go.
If you wanted to go talk to somebody who's intimately involved in that process.
Right. I know there are some foster parenting support groups, too, amongst the parents themselves. But I imagine, you know, it takes a person with a special heart to take in a child who is obviously going through a trauma. But that's what the compassion is all about, is how do we help these kids? I think sometimes you have to stop and think, if I can just help change one life of one child, how the ripple effect would be to change their lives.
It has a huge impact. Mm-hmm. And it has a big impact on our community because, like I said, we've had over 400 cases just this year. And those are just the cases that came to the point where they had to become involved in our court system. Many other families are already utilizing services through the Department of Health and Human Services to try to remedy some of the stressors that are there, many of which are the substance abuse and mental health issues. I'm sure you talk about those, the needs of those
people. And addictions and such.
Yes, exactly. So a large percentage of our cases have those needs woven throughout.
Right, right.
That process.
Well, we appreciate the fact that you're also very involved in an advocate for mediation.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that I really wanted to bring to the juvenile court system mm-hmm. during the campaign was mediation for every case. And I'm very excited to tell you that it is now a part of our process.
Oh, great.
And we're looking to utilize it in different aspects of the process and expand it as well.
Okay.
And we're very happy to say that our reliance and cooperation and really partnership with Southeastern Dispute Resolution Services Center has really made that possible, in large part to our local volunteer group,
right.
which includes some of our local attorneys, Phil Shadler, David Lacoste, and those volunteers are crucial to that process. But where it's happening right now is after a child has to be removed, mm-hmm. there's an initial hearing, and then there's a sit-down with the Child Protection Services caseworker, with maybe with the foster care worker, and that person is going to talk with the parent about what services need to be provided to that family in order to try to help them overcome what brought them into the court system in the first place.
Okay.
To go back to the substance abuse and mental health issues, that's a big one,
yes.
right? So we have a limited amount of services in our community that we can use for the parents.
Mm-hmm.
But the parent still needs to be at that table.
Right.
They need to have a say. They need to be able to say, I want to go here. I don't want to go there. I've tried CMH or I've tried, you know, Parkside or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. We need them to be a part of that process.
Right. Right.
So we've inserted mediation right there, right at the outset.
Really?
So we can say, all right, everybody comes to the table. Everybody has a say. What do you think the needs of your family are?
Right.
How can you help us help you?
Exactly. Well, I agree. That's an integral part. So I hope that our listeners will consider finding out more about fostering and being able to connect better with some of these kids that we can make their lives a little bit brighter, especially at the holiday season.
Absolutely. Well, and we do have a need for those volunteer mediators as well.
Okay.
So if you wanted to do something to help facilitate that process.
Okay.
You could easily get in contact with our court or, again, the Southeastern Dispute Resolution Services Center, which is seated in Jackson County, but we have all that information.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want more information about how to become a voluntary mediator to help facilitate those case services planning aspects of it, we could always use that help too.
There you go. Well, thank you, Judge Sala. We appreciate you taking time out of your day and getting us some information on the children involved in the children's court.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas.
Join us each Monday at 6:15 p.m. for another edition of NEC's Building Vibrant Communities as we explore other topics and community partners that make Lenawee a great place to live and work. This program is also available as a podcast on WLEN.com.